The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning. It's 8 a.m. Central Time here in the Power Hour. And, of course, for Hump Day, it's a roll-up-your-sleeves kind of work day. And, of course, I got to reflect on something here besides what's going on at the Power Mall, which is now open, by the way. We got 10% off Grown by Nature for auto ship. For those of you who want to keep that 10% discount going, you definitely want to check that out today and make sure you get put on auto ship. We have 10% off North American Urban Spice products, as well as the White Harvest Heirloom Seed Kits and Willard Water Plant Catalyst. 20% off the Real Anthony Fauci. 30% off Silver Shield Sanitizer. Check out the Daily Deal. For those of you first-timers, get 10% off your order by using the code FIRST10 at checkout, which also applies to phone orders. For those of you wanting to call the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. You can request a catalog if you don't have internet access, and that's what keeps us going. Well, you know, every so often we have one of our repeat guests on the show because he always comes up with enlightening information that grabs our attention. And what grabbed my attention the other day, and I don't, Don Jeffries, I don't know if you knew this or not, but I was at the post office mailing out a package, and I said, you know, I'm out of stamps, and I need to buy some forever bankrupt stamps. And, you know, because that's what they call them, forever stamps, and I call them forever bankrupt stamps. And so, you know, I gave her $60 cash, and she goes, no, it's 63 now. And I went, what? 63 for 100 stamps, 63 cents a stamp. She goes, yes. And not only that, but every January and July, the price is going to keep going up and up and up. That's what my postmaster told me at the local post office, believe it or not. Oh, it's going to be, everybody's going to be going to the UPS store and shipping everything out UPS here in the future. I mean, you want to talk about the truth. It's like, what is the, Here's a great example of how our government doesn't work right. Mm-hmm. And the reason I'm talking about that is because you've got this new book out, Masking the Truth, How COVID-19 Destroyed Civil Liberties and Shut Down the World. I mean, the post office is just another classic example of failed government policy and how it's wrecking our economy. Don, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. Remember, they're heroes, though. You must always remember when you're dealing with them, they are heroes. They have the signs out front that let you know that.
Yeah, it's amazing. So now the inspiration, I mean, everybody's got something that they're writing about COVID. We can't seem to shake it. And now, of course, there is a new, like RFK said, you put in the back of the front of your book in the introduction, the CDC is not an independent agency. It's a vaccine company. I love it. You know, the thing is, when you drop these truth bombs like this, I mean, what other things have you come up with that mainstream media and every other author out there that's trying to sell a book? See, you deep dive into this stuff. I know you do. And so I got to ask, what is it that you found that's different from what everybody else is talking about?
Well, I think the main difference in my book is that I tell the entire story and I start from point A. And I've pointed this out, and it needs to be repeated, is that these other authors, and some of them are great. My friend Naomi Wolf's book is great, The Bodies of Others. Alex Berenson did a fine job. RFK Jr.'s book on Fauci was great. Peter McCullough. There have been really good books, you know, pointing out the obvious. But unless I'm mistaken, all of them started about point D. They don't start at point A, because most of them, I think, they all accept the fact that there was a deadly virus. In the beginning, there was this virus called COVID-19. And then most of the time, it's an analysis of the response to it, the unconstitutional lockdown, the absurd you know, social distancing and mask mandates and all that. And of course, the vaccine and how they're lying about the damage caused by the vaccine. But I go back to point A. I said, you know, okay, where did this begin? So I talk about China and the lies about people dropping dead in the street and, you know, some woman walking around spitting on doorknobs and to try to spread it. And then the Chinese media eventually admitted, well, you know, we did include cases of pneumonia and the flu in with our numbers. And then Italy was, there were even more lies. The entire country's quarantined. The fear porn was ratcheted up to a fever pitch in America. This is coming to your shores. You know, they had to lock down an entire country. They put out a photo of a row of ominous coffins coming out of it. It was widely disseminated in mainstream media. A few days later, you know, investigators on the internet, not professional journalists certainly, found that this is a picture that's 10 years old from another part of the world, an absolute lie. And then eventually Italy admits in their media, and I have these sources in my book, that no, thousands of people didn't die from this. These were actually 99% of them were old people that died from other reasons. So that's the kind of lies that started. And then, of course, when it got to America, in New York City, the epicenter, and I talk a lot about that in the book. I talk about the empty hospitals. I talk about the dancing nurses. I talk about the refrigerated trucks that supposedly were holding overflowing bodies and people were filming in these and they're all in the off position. This is all part of the narrative. And the other people don't go there. I think they think it's too extreme. I don't think it's too extreme because I think you can't analyze, you know, if you have a mathematical equation, you can't just leave out numbers in the middle of it and expect to get the right answer. So we were lied to from the very beginning. And as I point out in the book, COVID-19 is supposed to be the 2019 version of the yearly coronavirus strain. That's why it was called 19. What happened to COVID-20, COVID-21? COVID-22. Nobody even mentions that anymore. So this has turned alleged viral scientific fact on its ear. And, you know, we just heard the other day that China is still whipping up the fear porn, saying that, you know, there's a new deadly strain of this. It could come out this summer. Viruses never came out in the summer before. They burn out in the heat. That could, you know, could cause 65 million new cases. It's nonstop. It's nonsensical. There's no science involved whatsoever, and they admit, and I have the quotes from them in the book, they admit that they have never been able to isolate COVID-19 as a strain. When they were developing the vaccine, which is 90% of, I'm talking about the PCR test. When they're developing the vaccine, they admit, when a woman in Canada filed a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit asking for documentation of the isolates of COVID-19, they admitted that they didn't have them, and that they had to simulate COVID-19 by using remnants of the actual coronavirus. So that's where we're at. This is lie upon lie upon lie. And I'm starting at the very beginning. I'm saying, look, if this is a trial or something, you have to prove this thing exists. I believe, as I said in the book, that COVID-19 was a combination of flu, pneumonia, the regular coronavirus, which is a common cold, and other factors that were just complete lies. You know, somebody falls off a roof and those things happened and they listed their death as COVID because they were trying to pad the numbers. So, and most importantly, if this was a real thing, like you have the Republicans now pushing the lab leak theory. Again, I think that's misinformation and misdirection. It's like saying that the mob killed JFK. It's getting you to look in the wrong direction, because then it puts the onus on China. And it doesn't ask why, well, okay, if this was a deadly virus, why didn't they ever seal the southern border? Finally, why didn't they seal our borders? That's what you would have done with a real pandemic. You would have banned international travel. You certainly wouldn't have caught these leaders, as I point out many instances in the book, over and over again, without their masks in public, hugging, laughing, acting like all is normal, not taking it seriously. So if they weren't scared of anything, why were we?
Well, and I mean, you bring up a good point, because, see, they were able to by locking us down, they were able to use their own narrative, false narrative at that, to basically put out medical misinformation, which is exactly what they were doing, and creating these narratives to scare the hell out of America because of a bigger thing that was going to happen. And that is, all of a sudden we have, oh, look, a solution. A solution, one, because everybody's got cognitive dissonance, which is something you obviously don't have, because anybody that does not have cognitive dissonance loses friends because they come out with the truth. Yeah. You did. You lost a lot of friends about writing this book.
Yes.
Because of the fact that you start questioning the narrative right out of the gate, which, you know, I'm going to confess, it took me about 3 weeks after they locked us down in March of 2020. When that happened, St. Patrick's Day, it's like, well, we're not going to the pub tonight. said, okay, you know, why is that? And then all of a sudden my radio station general manager hands me paperwork from the Department of Homeland Security and says, here, you need to take this with you and keep it in your vehicle at all times while you're traveling in case you get stopped. It's permission from the DHS as a news reporter to go out and cover the. And I'm like, whoa, this is heavy. And I'm like looking at this stuff going, wait a minute, you want me to wipe my groceries off with wipes? You want me to go? Toilet paper is flying off the shelf like crazy. Yeah. It's like, how many times a day do you have to wipe your ass? Yes. I am like losing it. I'm like, this is just getting insane. And people are in grocery stores putting these 24 packs of toilet paper and stacking one on top of another and another. The shelves are just devoid of water, toilet paper, and everything else. I mean, my God, what happened to America? Yeah. You analyzed all this.
Well, I think we never, you know, those things need to be remembered. And we remember the nonsensical, again, unscientific science that we follow. There was a meme the other day that I shared again, and you still have people defending it. Those plexiglass things they put up in all, that they certainly at the heroic post office they did. Grocery store, they put up like a single sheet of plexiglass. The top, sometimes the bottom, but the top is certainly wide open. The sides are wide open. And the cashier is touching every item she hands to you. It's nonsensical, everything about it. And nobody thinks, much as I talked about which later it was proven that Anthony Fauci was laughing hysterically at his pronouncements. Probably the dumbest thing of all this was when we were going to restaurants, everybody just started going back to restaurants, but we got to take precautions. So wear your mask. When you get to your seat, though, at the table, you can take it off. I mean, think of that. What is that? What kind of science is that? The virus hovers around the doorway, but it can't get you at the table. And I was talking about it. I was talking about it in public at the time. And, I saw the blank looks. And that's, you know, this has been the most disillusioning thing in my life to see how people bought this and things like that where nobody questioned it. I stopped doing it because I was embarrassing my family. And I said, this is ridiculous. Why am I arguing with some, clerk that's making $10 an hour? I don't want him to lose his job. So I realized, okay, these are not the people I have to argue. So eventually, it's dawned on me, well, okay, I have to write a book. Then I'll argue with him in the book and hopefully enough people will read it that maybe it'll wake some people up.
Yeah, for sure. And see, the thing is that, that plastic plexiglass you're talking about, I was referring it out loud in grocery stores. Oh, look, a people aquarium.
Yes.
I cannot believe the stupidity. And we are laughing at this stuff and making fun of it now. I realize that if you lost a loved one to hospital homicide, that, because they were giving people remdesivir and the hospitals were getting paid boku bucks to murder people and put them on DNR and killing people. And the thing is that the warp speed thing, look, a savior. No, this is Hegelian dialectic playing out. And see, what warp speed was the introduction of the bioweapon into the world where people who were getting injected with the stuff. Now, all of a sudden, you see increased cancers and all the other junk that's going on. And people, I mean, we had a Slovakian actress, just go to Switzerland and have herself assisted suicided over there and had herself permanently put to sleep because of the adverse events. She couldn't deal with them anymore. So there are people that, obviously we have so many listeners on this show, Don, that are, need to probably read this book, because when you look at Warp Speed and you look at Trump patting himself on the back, I mean, it's very difficult right now with this eugenics thing that's going on and depopulation that people don't want to talk about. And as soon as you bring it up, you're an idiot. And it's like, no, no, no. You obviously are suffering from cognitive dissonance, Mr. and Mrs. Major, mainstream media viewer American, because you're not getting the real picture. You're not allowing your mind to become open and understand what's really happening here. You found this out firsthand.
Yes, and as you mentioned about losing loved ones, I lost my brother to a hospital. He was murdered by the hospital. Again, nobody in my family but me and, my son, who's the other one that's awake, believes that. They believe he died of COVID, which is ridiculous. He went into the hospital. He died because he was a hypochondriac, basically. He couldn't stop himself from calling ambulances for stupid reasons. And it was a battle I, had to go through with him for a few years, but he did it in the middle of the night. He was already in the hospital before I found out about it. I had a feeling of dread. I didn't necessarily think that he was going to die, but this, you know, when you write about things and you say that this stuff is happening and then it happens to you, it really hits home. And that's, I found out, wow, this really is not an exaggeration. They took a perfectly healthy guy. He was asymptomatic, to use the Orwellian term they use now to describe people who aren't sick. He had no symptoms at all. He was a hypochondriac. He went in for an unrelated reason. As soon as they found out he wasn't vaccinated, they fast-tracked him. And since that time, and they, even though I instantly, when I was on the phone with the doctors, I said, no remdesivir, no ventilator, any of this stuff. And they went behind my back eventually and did that to him. I was not able to see him. He killed him in 2 weeks. He took a healthy person and he was dead in 2 weeks, all because of their care. Nothing else changed in his life except for that. And they quarantined these people. And since that happened, what helped me get over it was certainly not my extended family who believed the nonsense, but strangers from all over the world, the same people I hear about from that read my work and listen to my shows that told me similar stories. You know how many of these people lost loved ones to this? All their stories are similar. I had several of them on my iProtest show. And you really realize, well, this is a pattern. They're doing this to people. They're killing people. They're murdering people. And as I said, they might as well have taken a pillow and smothered my brother to death. That's how culpable they are for his death. And the fact that you're starting to see lawsuits about it, and people are responding to this by, you know, when they hear me or anybody talking about it. If I'd been able to go on Tucker Carlson or something like that, until I probably would have heard, God knows how many people I would have heard from. But this is a real thing. The lawsuits will start. And it's this part, you mentioned eugenicism, and this is the reason behind it. There is a primary reason behind it appears to be a culling of the herd, which is, of course, what eugenicists have wanted to do for a long time. It appears that we don't know how many people have died from the vaccine and from hospital murder, like my brother. But we do know that the overall death rate, according to the insurance industry, went up 40% in 2021. We don't know what it was in 2022, probably even higher. That's an unprecedented occurrence. That's, you know, beyond any black plague or anything like that. Even the fake COVID numbers, which are wildly exaggerated and have no relation to reality, but even if you take their ridiculous numbers, they don't come close to equaling 40% rise in the death rate. So as Dr. Peter McCullough said when he was on my show, there's only one thing that's been added to the equation, and that's the vaccine. So you're right, the worth of the bioweapon, I'm glad you said that. Stop looking at the Wuhan lab and thinking a bioweapon leaked out of there. No. This imaginary virus, this fear porn created monstrosity, it might as well have been scripted in Hollywood, COVID-19, that led the way for the real bioweapon, which was the warp speed vaccine. And those of you who are still out there supporting Trump, he's claiming credit for it. So that ought to give you pause to why you're still supporting him.
Yeah, and the thing is that notice how the Democrats are attacking him from every which way and throwing him off his political footing, which is, you know, all these criminal charges and whatnot. It's making him more popular so that it drives people to the polls, because he's now the underdog to the massive DOJ double standard. You know, they're letting Hunter walk while he's getting prosecuted. And it's just like, wow, you know, Joe's getting a walk and he's getting a free pass and Hunter's getting a free pass. And wow, it, you know, and see, now the thing is that here we are looking at 2024 and going, okay, now we got to vote for the lesser of two evils. And then you have Dr. Deborah Birx, the scarf lady, coming out with a book telling everybody, I made it up. Stop the spread. 15 days, 30 days, 2 months, 3 months. Don't worry, it'll stop. And they're sitting there just laughing at how people are reacting. It's like the government says boo and everybody's jumping out of their shoes. Yeah.
There's so many aspects. Again, there's and some of the other writers and commentators and critics have rightly talked about, obviously, the vaccine and the damages, how they're hiding the myocarditis and all that nonsense that is not nonsense, but it's obviously avoidable because we never heard of this stuff before. It's obviously from the vaccines. Many of them are talking about the unconstitutional lockdowns, although, again, they weren't talking about it at the time. They are, you know, this when this happened, I was, you know, one of the lone voices out there. I quote John Rappaport, who did some of the best early work, and I had him on my show. I protested very early on. I think it was, you know, very early in 2020, where he already knew what was going on. And he was already talking about they hadn't isolated it, and that they were using what they were called presumed cases. And that's why I point out again, you know, when I put out the, I until they shadow banned me on Facebook, I was getting a really good following there. This is long before Substack. Now Substack, and those of you, please follow me at Substack, DonaldJeffries.substack.com. It's the only place that I'm not being shadow banned. It's the last, yeah, it's the last free speech. So that's the only thing way I can get the word out to any number of people. But when I was doing this on Facebook, I pointed out, I published the April 2020 directive, the CDC directive to hospitals, which told them you are to list the cause of death as COVID-19, even when the patient hasn't been tested. As John Rappaport, you know, pointed out to me, I started looking at these weekly CDC reports, which you can find, that were showing the cases. The case numbers were wildly varying, and they would go up and down. It made no sense because they know nobody's watching it. Nobody's even I think they were just making numbers out of the air and just doing the kinds of things they do, whether it's the JFK assassination, 9/11, or any of these other cases. They do what I call calling cards. They throw these incredibly absurd elements in there, because they know almost nobody, it's like an inside joke. They know almost nobody's watching. So the numbers would actually go up and down. And every one of those CDC reports had an asterisk that said, note, contains presumed cases, which is exactly what John Rappaport said earlier. In other words, that the person was presumed, wasn't proved. There was no test. And then even if there was a test, as I point out many times, the PCR test, just like the HIV test back in the 80s, and you know, Anthony Fauci was right in the middle of that as well. They never proved HIV existed. They don't know what the hell HIV was. You had healthy people that were terrified going to get this stupid HIV test that Fauci was pushing. And again, asymptomatic, healthy. Oh, we got to get them on this AZT, this failed cancer drug. And that's what killed them. When they finally stopped giving them AZT, AIDS pretty much disappeared. Same thing with this PC, the PCR test. Has about a 90% false positive rate. The guy who invented it, Dr. Kerry Mullis, who died very conveniently right before this all began, was telling people, hey, this doesn't, you can get any result you want from this. It's not a reliable factor. He saw what they were going to do, and he hated Fauci. So again, keep in mind all those people you know that have the at-home test kits that they're buying in the drugstores and constantly giving to their kids and everybody and canceling family gatherings. And I've known people that did that. This is a 90% false positive. It's the same thing that, you know, my brother and many others, asymptomatic, walked into a hospital. They gave it to them. It gave them the false positive result that they wanted so they could begin treating them for something they didn't have. And this is, as I call it, it's the greatest PSYOP in the history of the world. There's no other way to describe it.
Yep, for sure. Okay, we go to the phones. Patrice in Ohio, you are on with Don Jeffries. Go ahead.
Hi, Don. By the way, I follow you on your account, too, so I'm glad I get to talk to you. So I have two questions for you. The first one is, do you think that not paying out Social Security was their first level of killing off all the older people? And my second question is, so what was the deal with all the incineration of all the people in China that they were doing, you know, helicopter views? And yeah. Was that just extermination for them to reduce the population? Did you ever investigate that?
Yeah, I think I mentioned a little bit about that. And thanks for following me, Patrice, and thanks for the call. I think that was early fear porn out of there. I think there are indications that that was, you know, that we don't know that they were burning bodies. They could have been burning anything. But again, it was something much like we would see later with things like the Rikers Island, the fear porn that there were so many bodies that they had to get the Rikers Island prisoners out to start burying them. And as a matter of fact, it's been policy for decades that they use prisoners to bury some of these bodies that are unfortunately resigned to pauper's graves. So a lot of this stuff was not anything new. I wouldn't trust anything that came out of China because, again, you had a woman walking around supposedly spitting on doorknobs, trying to spread it. They claimed they were nailing people shut inside their houses. But if they showed the photos, you could see the open windows next to the nailed in doors. I mean, just the story didn't make any sense. And again, they weren't really trying to demonize China yet. They were trying to build up the fear porn and say, this is coming to, you know, somewhere near you. And so I hope that answers your question. I don't think, you know, it's hard enough to figure out what's going on in America. So when people talk about what's going on in China or Russia or Ukraine or anywhere, I really am kind of agnostic on it because I don't know. And I know the people telling us what's happening in these places lie about everything else. So I don't think there's any reason to believe this.
What you're saying then is that to connect the dots, then that was probably our propaganda to say to our people, look, something's really happening over there. Yes. Why would they be, why would that be going on there?
Yes, that's for, what I, exactly what it is. That's exactly what I believe. Yeah.
Patricia, appreciate your call, Patrice. Sherry in Kansas, you're on with Don Jeffries. Go.
Good morning. I think that the electronic medical records that came in with Obamacare were a very integral part of this. They had to get that in. They've been compiling all this data. They've been seeing what's going on in different parts of the country, and it could be for some kind of crap in the water supply or whatever. I think that's part of it, where they got all these disparate symptoms that they're blaming on COVID. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is we know what these active denial system weapons that they use. Who's to say that they are not disrupting our microbiome with people carrying around this, you know, this receiver in their phones, that they're screwing up our microbiome, and that's part of what's causing this, these symptoms.
Well, that goes really deep, Sherry. Thanks for your call. Appreciate that, Don.
Hey, I got something else to say to Don. Don, if you haven't had a lady on your show yet, Celia Farber, it's either Farber or Farber. I can't understand when they're doing the interview, but she was integral in part of this deal with the getting the FCC. They're supposed to be looking, re-looking at the 1996 Telecommunications Act with all this.
Yes.
So if you haven't had her on, you need to get her on. Steve Starrs knows how to get in touch with her.
Oh, well, if you have my email, authorjeffries@gmail.com, send me contact info for somebody to try to, so I can try to get a hold of them. They sound good. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks for your call, Sherry. Bye. Joe in Arkansas, you're on the phone with Don Jeffries. You got about a minute. Go.
Okay. Well, I wanted to tell you why I think this is a real virus. And that's this. I think you're right about them ramping up the fear porn a lot. You know, they tried to scare people a lot more than was justified. But I caught it twice. First time in January 2021. I've lived very healthy for a long time, and I very seldom got colds or flu. But in January 2021, I got very cold, and I caught the virus. And I had the worst cough I've ever had in my life. You know, I've had flu before, and this is the worst cough from any kind of a flu that I've ever had in my life. And I started taking oil of oregano, and that knocked it down a lot, and I recovered from that completely. And then a year later, again in January, I got very cold again, and I caught it again. And I've had long COVID ever since, and I almost died from it. I had I had fatigue very bad and brain fog very bad.
Wow. Okay. Tell you what, if you want to stay on hold there, John, and then Keith in Oklahoma, I know you're holding. Stay on the phone. We're going to be back after the break with Don Jeffries. Continue this conversation. He's got this book out. You can't miss it. Masking the Truth, How COVID-19 Destroyed Civil Liberties and Shut Down the World. We'll get into that conversation after the break. Be right back.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Reilly with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, you know, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we are back at 32 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time, and it's hump day, roll up your sleeves, work day right here. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks so much for joining us for this segment. Power Mall is now open, by the way, with 10% off Grown by Nature and North American Urban Spice White Heirloom Harvest Seed Kits. That's White Harvest Heirloom Seed Kits and Willard Water Plant Catalyst. 10% off of those, as well as 20% off the Real Anthony Fauci book and 30% off the Silver Shield sanitizer on closeout. We have been talking with Don Jeffries. He's got a new book out, Masking the Truth, How COVID-19 Destroyed Civil Liberties and Shut Down the World. And I always seem like, you know, as much support as we have been lending to this whole idea, Don has written a complete series on this stuff. And you understand when you're like point A to point E or F where we are right now, the government, of course, is in denial that it did anything wrong, trying to maintain as much of the status quo as possible with the narratives. We were talking to Joe in Arkansas before we went to break. Go ahead. Let's continue the conversation. You're back on with Don Jeffries. Go, Joe.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. So I was telling you why I think it's a real virus, because I've caught it twice and I'm still sick from it. And I never took the shot. I wouldn't have taken the shot for $1 million. And you know, and I live a very healthy lifestyle, and like I say, I very seldom get colds and flu. But this is the worst. This is the worst kind of flu that I've ever gotten in my life. And like I said, I still got it, and I'm hoping that I can get over it one of these days. But I've still got the brain fog quite badly. So anyway, in my experience, you know, my experience is that this is some kind of an illness that I've never had before. It's like an unnatural illness that didn't exist before. So I think it is a real genetically engineered virus that they did let loose. And of course, they've used it. They've ramped up the fear, you know, that they've scared people a lot more than is justified. And the mask wearing is completely ridiculous. And, the you know, all the hand sanitizing and the plastic shields and everything like that is completely ridiculous. And they did use it to take away our constitutional rights. But I think it is a real virus.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Joe. Don, your reaction to that? I mean, you've heard this from how many sources now?
I've heard, obviously, and who am I? You know, who am I to tell somebody they weren't sick? I mean, so I'm not going to second guess Joe, and I certainly hope he returns to full health. And all I can do is analyze the data and analyze why they, you know, they've never proven it exists as an isolate. And I would ask Joe, and again, I'm not going to grill somebody because they know if they were sick or not. And again, I've talked to other people like that, so I'm not doubting he was sick, but I wonder what he would have thought he had if there had been no COVID-19 talked about. What would his impression, I'm guessing he probably would have thought, well, this is the sickest I've ever been in my life. We've all had a thing where this is the sickest I've ever been. This is the worst flu, cold, whatever, and I can't shake it. I've heard people say, well, COVID's different. You lose your sense of smell or sense of taste. I've had colds in the past where you lost your sense of smell and sense of taste. So I think that what really we need to sit and think, okay, what exactly differentiates COVID-19 from anything else, any other kind of cold? It's not like one of your hands turns green or something, so you know you have COVID. The symptoms are very similar. You're talking about, whether it's congestion, cough, as he described, the worst cough he's ever had, fever, whatever, the kind of things that you get with anything else, that any other kind of bug or whatever. So, I'm just saying, I'm not going to, and I want to say that I'm not saying this because I don't think they're certainly capable and morally capable of putting a bioweapon out there and killing lots of people. But my guess is they didn't do that because they don't have some kind of super reptilian immunity to it, you know, where they might catch it themselves. And that was my point, that if this was something real, you would have seen the people, especially the people like at the mayor's levels and all this, that we saw the Lori Lightfoots and people like that, that probably aren't in on some kind of major. I don't think they know all the top super secrets of this thing, but they're going along with it to keep their jobs. You would have seen them acting as if it was something serious, and they didn't act like there was anything. They didn't change one thing about what they were doing with their lives. They did what they wanted. They entertained where they wanted. They didn't pay any attention to the nonsensical orders they were telling everybody else. I just don't think that – I think that flies in the face of thinking that there was a real thing, because they would have been scared of it too. There's no evidence. They just kept trying to get you to be scared of it. So I don't see any indication that any leader – took this seriously. I mean, how many times, you mentioned earlier, and I talked in the book, how many memes did we see early on where you had journalists breathlessly reporting on some aspect of this fear porn with a mask on, and then some enterprising guy on the internet would take a photo or pan to the left and show that their photographer wasn't wearing a mask. So again, this is, and we've other things where you saw people, they would say, they would joke about it, and they would say, okay, let's put our masks on now for the cameras, you know, public officials and so forth. They treated it as this was some kind of psyop. So that's all I'm saying. And my best to Joe, and I don't mean to second guess you. And who knows? I mean, this is not 100% thing. I'm just analyzing the data. So, you know, it's not impossible that they would have thrown something out there. I just think that they're certainly capable of that, in terms they don't care about us, and they would. That would be an easier way for them to kill people than do what they're doing. But again, I think they didn't want to themselves or people they care about to die. Yes, that's the only thing I can speculate.
Well, and see, Don, you know, I had it. My wife had it. We were down for 3 weeks, and it was probably it's like you felt tired. You didn't want to get out of bed. Some people had it worse depending on their immune systems. And this has been the big problem, because I think that science as a whole knows how sick they've made people based on their diet of ultra processed foods and all this other garbage that they're doing. They knew, hey, it's not going to take much to make people sick and affect their immune system. And if we really want to affect their immune system, let's give them the jab and force them to get that, drive the fear porn so much that they go out and they get vaccinated like 220 plus million Americans did. And now they're all dropping dead of heart attacks and myocarditis and cancers on the increase. Like you said, you were talking about the actuarial tables and the insurance companies. I mean, this whole thing is crazy. It is a bioweapon. It is depopulation. The bioweapon is actually the jab. The virus that they apparently let loose and created the fear porn around was specifically only just to create the panic so they could come up with a solution under the Hegelian theory and get people to take the jab, see how many people would be stupid enough to fall for it. Keith in Oklahoma, you're on with Don Jeffries. Go ahead.
Good morning, Dave. Don, real quick, I just wanted to piggyback on Joe's call there. You know, I have no doubt that he is sick, still is sick, you know, it sounds like. But, you know, I think the only difference now between now and, you know, 4 years ago is now he's been given a convenient label to grab onto, which many, yes, many people did. It seems like that so many people were oblivious. So nobody was ever sick before, you know, COVID-19 did. That's the narrative that seems to, you know, people live by now. And, you know, even you, Dave, I know you said you had it. I mean, I always, you know, I call it it now. You know, just to say that people have this conception that nobody was ever sick before COVID-19. So everything is COVID-19, right? Anyway, what I was going to say was that I'm so glad to hear you on the radio, Don. It makes me know that I'm not a crazy person, because during all this, I feel like I'm a crazy person. Am I the crazy person for, not buying all this and seeing through all the deception from, you know, pretty much the beginning, how the deception was just unreal, and how the common sense in logic in people's minds just left. And, you know, and then it was just all follow orders. And if you're not an order follower, then, you know, you're a threat to humanity, you know. Anyway, I want to say it's very comforting to hear that, you know. And unfortunately, it seems like the precedent has been set, though. Now the precedent has been set where, you know, that's what terrifies me now going forward, is the precedent has been set to where society will, you know, in the you know, health, you know, will do whatever, you know, anything. So anyway, to hear a voice of saneness going on here. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it, Keith in Oklahoma. This is pretty, it's crazy stuff out there, and a lot of people recognize it for what it is now. And I'm not, like what Joe and Keith have both said, I'm not disputing the fact that they're still sick. The doctors that are out there, especially the frontline doctors, have made a real business out of coming up with all of these different protocols that, look, you have long COVID and we can treat you with this. And I mean, now it's like, okay, guys, seriously, you know, what are we doing here? Are we getting people to self-diagnose and play into this game so that frontline doctors are making more money? I mean, you know, where does the truth end and the deception again begin? I mean, it's like we just can't seem to shake. And you've got this book out. Now we're destroying civil liberties, but we're also doing other people, you know, a disservice by telling them, well, you're still sick, you have long COVID based on all of these different factors and symptoms that you have. And they got people self-diagnosing thinking that, you know, I have long COVID. Or, I mean, how do we know that any of this is real? How do we know that this wasn't a means just to drive people to get the jab so they can infect them with the real deal?
Yeah, exactly. I think you're exactly right. And I appreciate what the caller said. And in my book, when Joe mentioned long COVID, again, I just look at where that came from. And in the book, I talk about the woman. She's not very, I'm sorry, I don't have the name from on top of my head, but it's in my book. And this woman had a predictable background, where I think she was associated with Biden or Obama or something like that. She just burst out of the woodwork early on to describe how they're not doing enough, you know, they're not taking it seriously enough. They shut down all of society, of course. And she was the one that she's the one that popularized the term long COVID. And again, it's another Orwellian term, long COVID. So it's because basically all of our society has long COVID in their minds. It's never gone. You know, you don't even know, you know, you don't know you're sick, but you're asymptomatic, but you go and, hey, you're testing positive for this thing. And this crazy PCR test where the guy who invented it, not a conspiracy theorist, the guy who invented it said is worthless. So, and again, as he basically said, the last caller, you don't know what, and I'm not trying to discount anybody that's sick and their symptoms, but all of us, I certainly am prey to that. There, you know, psychosomatic, you know, the power of suggestion is very strong. And once you hear these things are in the air, and especially if you know, well, you know, did you know that you were around this person that had COVID? You know, the power of suggestion is very strong. Oh, my throat is a little scratchy, you know, and you can talk yourself into so many things. And again, I would suggest that it wasn't that, you know, the flu killed, I think, 80,000 people about a decade ago. It wasn't that long ago. We had a very bad flu year. So, again, I think that whatever this was, certainly I don't discount the fact that people maybe had something that was more severe than normal. But we've had that before. And I think, again, once they put the label COVID on it, then everything takes over. Well, yeah, God, I'm losing my taste of smell and my sense of taste and smell. And this is different. And then I'm not really shaking it. I can't get rid of it. Oh, I must have this long COVID that this well-connected woman, you know, who was publicized early on, popularized. So, again, I'm not discounting the real suffering that anybody has had about it. I don't think you're imagining things, but I think this is a variety of factors causing it.
Well, and see, the thing is, Don, is the medical community keeps playing this thing out, and they're keeping on with the narrative. And like I said, I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, have you had any issues or symptoms of COVID? I said, no, I had gonorrhea last week, and next week I'll have syphilis. You know, and they look at me like, oh, come on. I said, do you see what you're doing? You're sitting there asking me stupid questions. Carolyn in Washington, you're on the phone with Don Jeffries. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hi, thanks, guys. I wonder, Don, have you investigated? I haven't heard anybody mention 5G, the PCR swabs, and third part, are you expecting another outbreak of something this fall, winter?
Well, 5G certainly has been bandied about quite a bit. I touch on it in the book. I don't pretend to really understand that, but there's a lot of people that I trust that seem to think it has way more dangers than benefits. And a lot of people think that this, but again, I think that then they're starting, I have to go back to point A. Like I said, I'm dubious of the entire production starting in China. So what was rolled out to undercover a 5G? So that's what I think that's the problem with something like that. But certainly 5G, I'm aware that all this is, you know, probably nasty stuff. Am I expecting it? I said there was no easy way. There's no logical way for me to end a book like that I was writing. I tried to cake it up right to the, you know, the time of publication to keep updating it because it doesn't look like it's ever going to end. So, yeah, I think this has worked very well for them. And they've shown that, you know, like I said, China just said, you know, we're going to have 65 million new cases in the summer. Again, if you believe in the science has told us for decades, once they discovered viruses, and I know there's people like Andrew Kaufman who I had on my show that don't believe there are viruses. I don't know. I'm not qualified enough to judge that. But if you assume there are viruses, the science behind the viruses says that, you know, every fall we have a flu season. This stuff gets out there, the regular coronavirus. That's why we called it COVID-19 for the 2019 version. But it burns out in the spring. Heat, the viruses burn out in the heat. So China, nobody should be able to say we're going to have 65 million cases of a virus in the middle of summer. That makes no sense. It contradicts all previous science. And they just keep throwing this out there that there's a new surge in COVID. There's a new surge in this. Like it's never going to die. As I said, what happened to COVID 20, 21, 22? Where is that? Is this 2019's defeated every virus in the history of the world? It's never going to go away. I mean, it makes no sense.
Now it's long COVID. Thanks for your call, Carol. Sherry in Arkansas, you're on with Don Jeffries. Go.
Yes. What brings to my mind is don't do as I do as I say about the mask thing. And I would just say this. When Donald mentioned the air, and this is nothing new to me, it's been 20-something years, stay out of the rain. Whatever they're putting in the air rains down on you because the rain is supposed to cleanse the air. Don't let it rain on you. And your skin is the most important, largest organ of your body.
Yeah, well, it's we have be hard pressed to stay out of the air, but yeah,
appreciate the words, Sherry. Jeff in North Carolina, you're on with Don Jeffries. Go.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Good morning, Don. I have a question. I have done some serious studies as far as the Bible prophecy topic goes and leading us into the mark of the beast. I believe that this is what my question was, did you touch on any of the spiritual aspect of this in your book? Also, I really believe that this is all designed to prepare us for the mark of the beast, the 5G network, and so forth, and the stuff that's being injected into the body. I studied, I know, I mean, I don't want to get off the chain here, but the word Ovid means sheep, and the number 19 correlates with the word slaughter, and the, you know, sheep slaughter, the sheep are in the way of the New World Order, so that they got to get rid of the sheep to get us all to take the mark of the beast, or that they're ultimate goal is. So I was just curious to see if you touched on the spiritual aspect of this, and I'll get off here. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it, Jeff.
Well, Jeff, yeah, and I understand what you're saying. And I really didn't go into that specifically in the book, but I have talked a lot about the spiritual battle. I have strong faith, and I think we are in a spiritual battle, and I understand why people talk. I mean, the mark of the beast, it certainly seems like they're trying to put some kind of mark on us, whether it's 5G or Bill Gates talking about microchipping people. There's, you know, he wants to put a microchip in the vaccine. Our leaders are pretty, I mean, that comes very close, I think, to the mark of the beast. So I think this is a spiritual battle. I see a lot of this, much as, and I write about things that are happening, and, you know, this, the transgender craze, for instance, that is happening at these pretty much simultaneously as COVID, and has in common, you know, the eugenicist dream of culling the herd. Because if you're transgender, if you can get enough boys to become girls and girls to become boys, you don't have to worry about babies anymore. The population will drop. And you already have a vaccine that is apparently killing millions, stopping them from having kids. And as Naomi Wolf especially has written about the Pfizer documents, this thing has wreaked havoc on the reproductive organs of women and men both. So it looks like everything they're doing is in response to trying to stop people from having babies. I think that's satanically inspired, and I know what side I'm on. So I didn't specifically address it in the book, but I do think this is a spiritual battle.
Yeah, I appreciate that take, John. Don. Tim in Michigan, you're on the phone with Don Jeffries. Go ahead.
Don, love your shows. Don, you're the president of the United States, and you just got a call. Chicago, a bioweapon has been released. And the only way you can stop it is to nuke the city, or else the United States within 30 days would be wiped out by this bioweapon. There's a scenario for your book. And truly, if you get religious involved in this, Jesus said, if I hesitate for another second, there wouldn't be a human left alive. And I just throwing that out there, is this the idea that they are going to release bioweapons on this earth? Because they don't want to nuke the earth. They're going to release bioweapons and wipe everybody out. And they're just trying to stuff. I mean, they made all the coffins. People saw all the coffins that could hold three people. They were stacked up by the thousands in Georgia.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious if you're comment about that. Thank you.
I appreciate it, Tim. Thanks. Wow, that's some pretty heavy stuff, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I think if I got a call that there was a bioweapon in Chicago, I would analyze who gave me the call. If it was from some intelligence agency source, I wouldn't trust the source. So, I would consider the source. But I heard and I addressed the subject of the coffins in the book. Again, these things are hard to say. You know, people that we're making more, you know, child-sized coffins than ever. And I have all this stuff and the very ominous things that people in the industry, but sometimes they're anonymous more often than not. So you don't know how seriously we can take them. But again, it all kind of adds up to the same thing. And they definitely, again, they would introduce a bioweapon in a second. They probably would have done it a long time ago. But I think they're not as powerful in terms of, like, yeah, physically that we think they are. And if people give them too much credit, you know, they're reptilian shapeshifters, they're, you know, Illuminati, whatever. I think they just have power. And so it's very telling that they have to do these kind of surreptitious things like this and hoaxy kind of things, because they would not hesitate to kill a bunch of people. But I think they fear that they or someone they care about would die in the process. And again, that's why I think it's obvious that the fact that they don't appear to have taken any of this seriously at all. It didn't look like they feared COVID for a second, any of them. And I have the many examples in the book.
Well, I'm just wondering about how many of them took the saline injection instead of the real jab because they didn't want to have their bodies contaminated with graphene oxide and all this other garbage that's causing their immune system to attack it themselves. So the bigger picture is, and folks, if your cognitive dissonance is starting to slip away a little more and you're listening to the show for the first time and hearing this conversation, it's like one of these things that Don brings out in the book, Masking the Truth, How COVID-19 Destroyed Civil Liberties and Shut Down the World. Think about how many of your civil liberties have been infringed on since this whole garbage started and where it's headed, and the fact that they want to keep playing this narrative out as much as possible, whether it's, you know, what George from Canada talked about yesterday about Russian submarines starting tsunamis on the East Coast, or the Russian planes coming in to pick up all of their diplomats and flying them out of the country because of the fact that come the 4th of July, something big will happen. I mean, we don't actually know until it happens, but it just tells me that we got to be vigilant as to discerning what psyops and disinformation is being put out there, wouldn't you say, Don?
Absolutely. We certainly have to be vigilant. And just, you know, be skeptical. Like I said, there's the people that brought you this production, the medical industrial complex, our politicians, our mainstream media, have lied to you about everything. They have zero credibility. This was the greatest psyop in the history of the world.
There you go. Thank you, Don Jeffries. Appreciate you being on the show today. It's always good. We'll have you back again soon. Buy the book, folks.
Always love being here. Thanks.
Hey, thanks. All right. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We are out of time for today. In the meantime, keep yourself safe. Keep your immune system up. Power Mall's now open. That means you call up and you get all the supplements necessary to keep you going. All right. Got all the specials going on. The Daily Deal, the 10% up Grown by Nature, North American Urban Spice. That's what keeps us going. In the meantime, stay safe. God bless you. God bless the United States of America, what's left of it.
Organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.